Good Monday morning on this Memorial Day of 2024. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program. Today, we have something a little unusual, a follow-up to a story we did a while back, and one that asked for the help of listeners. And, well, I'll let contributor Alex Moore tell you all about it.
Last summer, on Father's Day, I told a Sundial Writer's Corner story of my dad, a World War II Navy veteran who had lost his best friend during the war when a section of their ship flooded and sank in the South Pacific. They were serving on the USS ABSD No. 1, a floating dry dock capable of submerging, then lifting battleships for repair. Dad's friend, Rainey Carroll, was a native of Huntsville. After the accident, Dad received letters from his friend's widow desperately pleading for information on how the love of her life was lost at sea. Three times, Dad attempted to respond to her letters describing what happened. Each time, Navy censors blocked the letters. After his third attempt, Dad was called before the captain and warned that he would be court-martialed if he wrote another letter. Apparently, the technology and location of those dry docks were so vital that any information pertaining to them was classified as top secret throughout the war. It was only after the war that Dad was able to meet with the family and tell them what happened. Late in his life, Dad revealed that he still had the letters and asked me to find members of the Carroll family in the Huntsville area and return them. I was not successful in finding any family. It appeared the original family farm in Hazel Green had become part of the Redstone Arsenal. After Dad's passing at age 100, I found those letters in an old trunk and made another unsuccessful attempt to find descendants of Rainey Carroll. Then I remembered there was a U.S. Navy memorial in Washington, D.C., and after making copies, found a home for the letters in the archives there. The original letters are preserved under the name Herbert Rainey Carroll. Now the story really gets interesting. Step back to last year's Sundial Writer's Corner Father's Day broadcast, when I first told the story of the war letters without a home. At my request, WLRH made an appeal to listeners who may have had information on current Carroll family members. And guess what? Someone was listening. A distant family member heard the story and contacted WLRH. From there, I was able to locate the nephew of the deceased sailor who happened to have been named after his uncle who had been lost at sea. He is my age, 65, and lives in Texas now. In one of our communications, the nephew signed his name Randall Carroll. "Wait," I said, "why is your name Randall? That's my middle name." The nephew explained that Rainey was short for Randall, and his uncle's full name was Herbert Randall Carroll. The nephew advised me that he had named both of his sons Randall as well. Then it hit me. Had Dad named me after his best friend lost during the war? He never said anything to me or anybody else about it, but there's little doubt in my mind that that is where my middle name, Randall, came from. Copies of the letters have now been reunited with direct descendants of Rainey Carroll, and I was told by the nephew that tears streamed as he read the letters to family members, written by a young, heartbroken war widow so many years ago. Thank you, WLRH and the Sundial Writer's Corner, for making this historical connection happen. And rest in peace, Herbert Randall Carroll. You are honored and remembered.
Sundial contributor Alex Moore is a retired special agent with the U.S. Diplomatic Security Service. After serving in assignments as far-flung as Australia, Lebanon, Haiti, and Sri Lanka, he now enjoys relaxing on his property near the river in Langston, Alabama. Alex has written a novel called Boundary Hunter that closely follows his experiences in counterterrorism and counterintelligence. You can hear Alex's story about Rainey Carroll again or any of the past Sundial stories and poems by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Programs and Podcast tab. And each Monday morning at 9, we'll feature a brand new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.